At MetroPCS, we let the numbers do the talking. 4. Enjoy a reliable 4G LTE network that's faster than Sprint. 2. Get 2 free smartphones when you switch to MetroPCS. 99. The percentage of people in the U.S. covered by MetroPCS. Get 2 free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network are active on MetroPCS in past 90 days. Coverage claim based on talk text coverage. Speed claim from downloads. See store for details, terms, and conditions.
This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Thursday, December 15th, 2016. I'm Michael Lunger, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Despite having one of their best performances of the season on Monday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens, the Patriots' defensive captains are not listening to all the praise experts are now heaping on the unit. Safety Devin McCourty said on Thursday morning, quote, "A couple of weeks ago, we were a terrible defense. You do okay on Monday Night Football, and now we're here, we've arrived. I think we know what we are. We're a hard-working unit. I think for us, we come in here and we grind and we work hard each day, and it's all to go out there and try to play well one time a week. When it doesn't go well, you hear about it and you expect it. Everyone has a job in this," end quote. Linebacker Dante Hightower echoed similar sentiments, saying, quote, "Outside in, we don't care. We know what we have in this locker room. We go up against a really good offense every day. It's really about us just always learning and always ready to build. I think that's something this defense is going to do all around, not being complacent," end quote. According to NFL.com's Courtney Fallon, the Patriots brought in kick return specialist Devin Hester for a tryout on Thursday. Fallon also reported that there is no indication that the team will sign Hester, but it does make sense considering the team's issues on special teams Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. Hester was cut by the Ravens on Tuesday morning following the game against the Patriots. Tom Brady appears to be sending some of his fans on a scavenger hunt after a post on his Facebook on Thursday morning. Brady posted a photo of himself signing a pair of Uggs with the caption, quote, "Hiding 3 pairs of my old Uggs around Boston today. Stay tuned for clues," end quote. You can check out the clues at facebook.com/TomBrady. The Patriots practiced outside in frigid weather on Thursday in preparation for Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos. Wide receiver Danny Amendola was the only player absent from the field, where temperatures were in the mid-20s with strong winds. The weather is likely to be very similar for Sunday's game, as temperatures are forecast to be in the 20s at kickoff in Denver. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.